It's our Monday morning visit with Coach Joe Haynes of the Waynesville Football Tigers. After a 55-20 drubbing the Lebanon Yellow Jackets, Coach, put on your Tigers on Friday. And again, boy, you know, an offensive line that just goes to show you what a good offensive line can do. And they flat wore your defense out and just ran at will.
Yep. They had a record-setting night, and we definitely didn't do our part to slow them down enough. We did at times, you know, but consistency, again, is something that didn't work. And then we just, we run a short end of the stick once again.
Take a look at this, and it's not necessarily a lot of what your Tigers did wrong. It's just what Lebanon did right. They ran outside. They ran through the middle of you. You just tip your hat to them.
Yeah. Like I said, they did the right things to get the win. We didn't do enough things on our side. At times we had spurts and sparks, but maintaining that on offense as well as on defense was a struggle. And against a team that, you know, very sound in what they do, like Lebanon, you can't shoot yourself in the foot. You got to go forward and make the best plays every possession. And ultimately, you got to get points. You got to stop them from scoring, and you got to score on offense.
Decent performance by Mike Lewis through a 31-yard touchdown pass to Marion Fiamme. Also, you had a good showing by Eric Richardson, had a couple of touchdowns, and you even had two touchdowns that were called back, one for a holding penalty, and then I believe somebody came from behind and popped it out of Evander Bradford's hand and turned a touchdown into a touchback. So, you lose about 14 points, but still, the bottom line is, you're continuing to shoot yourself in the foot. That's going to have to turn around.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And, since I've been here, for whatever reason, it typically is taking somewhere between 3 to 4 games before our team gets into a full swing, so our kids finally understand the little things that the coaches preach on every single day at practice. I really don't know how to explain that, but here we are rolling into our fourth game, even though it's technically, week 5. We're rolling into week 4 for ourselves, and we're finally hitting into that stride where the kids are now ready to kind of listen, I guess you say, and embrace every little detail that we have to execute. So that's what we got to do. We're still trying to get everybody to buy in 110% and move and pull the rope the same direction. When we do that again, I know it sounds like a broken record, but I'm telling you, coaching football and playing football is pretty simple. You have to work hard, you have to be disciplined and sound. And those things don't just come up on Friday night. This has to be 5 days a week that you put that in. And when that comes together and happens across the board in all three levels, then you find yourself on a top end 9 times out of 10.
And you get a home game this coming Friday night. I know your kids are going to be looking forward to playing at home. Hillcrest is coming to town, and that's a winnable game for you, Coach.
Every game in our mind is a winnable game. Everybody we go up against, we feel like we have the opportunity to win. But we have to get the Road Warriors for 2 weeks in a row. A little home field advantage, so to speak. We sell 1,200 tickets is our max this year, so it's homecoming. So we get everybody in the stands and get a little home cooking. That'd be nice. Hillcrest, what's crazy is they look a lot like us. If we were to change jerseys when we showed up on the game, we wouldn't be able to tell. That's how we feel, watching them on film for the last month and watching ourselves. It's so eerily similar. It makes us very, very excited to see that it's going to be a tough game. And it's going to be one that we need to win. We got to win close games, and it's going to be 4 quarters, I promise.
You bet, Coach. Thanks for the visit this morning. We'll talk to you later on this week.
All right, go Tigers.